have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Brothers and sisters in the street, I'm here to let you know.
And he said, God hears and God cares, and we're so excited about that. To God be the glory. It is Thursday, and we are thankful, hallelujah, for another day to be alive, another day to have a reasonable portion of our health and strength, another day that we can breathe in and breathe out activity in our limbs. We have another day to give thanks. So good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us here at the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And I'm your host, Loretta Petit, where you can find this positive vibe, positive vision, and positive voice, and I want you to pass it on. Be sure to tell somebody about us and join us every week right here at the same time. Well, listen, we're going to go right to God in prayer. We like to always invite him in. He's first and foremost. May we never, ever forget and displace God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come now thanking you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence in our lives. We thank you for this blessed opportunity. We thank you, Lord God, when we're up. We're thanking you when we're down. We thank you when we're in and out, whatever the situation abounds. We thank you. And dear God, we ask that you purge our hearts right now and that you would cleanse our spirits from any kind of stains of sin or any kind of stains of anger or hatred or anything that's not like you, Lord God. And we thank you now. We ask that you bless this program and everyone connected with it. We ask a special blessing upon our awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. Bless her life, oh God, and bless her work. Bless her family in the name of Jesus. And thank you for every vision. We thank you for the Elation family, oh God, and we give you thanks for them. Bless them, oh God, their goings out and their comings in. And I want to give a shout out to Mr. Jerry Royce today as well. It's in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity once again. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is always worthy to be praised. Well, here we find ourselves on June the 9th. And it's somebody's birthday somewhere, so happy birthday. And if you're born this month, happy birthday to you. It's been quite a week for me. It's been quite a week, a little bit under the weather. But I'm that kind of a person. It's like if something's going to happen, if somebody in the crowd is going to get a little bug, it's generally going to be, you know, me. But I'm going to cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to throw it right back to the pits of hell. I don't want it. I don't need it. Amen. So right now in current events, of course, we know that they are laying to rest the kids and the adults that were killed in that school shooting. And they're still trying to, I guess, get some clarity, some understanding. But sometimes you can't get logic out of illogic. And you can't always find the root of things in the physical, but we know in the spiritual where the root of all evil is coming from. But then that shines a light on mental health as well. Mental health is a very, very serious situation. The most sane person you know can have a mental health instance, can have a mental health situation. And so we have to understand that. And understand that when people go left, you can't say, I've been knowing them all their lives, they'll never do anything. Not so. You never know what a person's react or, you know, respond to. You never know what kind of a situation they are coming out of or that they're sitting in or that they have been having too much time to contemplate that they're going into. You never know what triggered an individual. You never, ever know. So I was just having a conversation about this last night with a relative, and I said, you know, of course, if any one of my family members go left, I'm never going to give them an excuse and say, I've been knowing them all my life. They could never do that. Anybody at any time could do something that may surprise you. And she was telling me about a 10-year-old girl who shot a woman who was fighting with her mother and killed the woman. And she's 10 years old. So, you know, we never know what might happen. It's according to what your level of dealing with life is, your level of, you know, being surprised in certain instances in certain ways. And then again, you know, the enemy knows our buttons, right? He's been here since the beginning of time. He knows what it takes to get us on edge. And then he knows how to follow it up with a left hook, a right jab. You know, he knows how to do that. And so we've got to stay prayed up. That does help us greatly to be able to stand the storms of life. It helps us immensely. Even in the midst of those, you know, those times when things come at us the hardest, we have our faith to fall on. We have our prayer to fall on. We have God to fall on. There are sometimes things happen in a split second. And, you know, before your brain has caught up with your mouth, you may have said too much. And then by doing so, you may have triggered someone to do something to you. And then you find that you're trying to protect yourself and it could go awry, you know. So when we talk about mental health, it's not always that a person, when I was a little girl, always thought that something mental meant that a person was retarded or that, you know, they had something they were taking medicine for to keep them sane. But, you know, mental health, I mean, no, it could be other things too. It could be, you know, the fact that you have a low-lying depression because of, you know, being cooped up too long or, you know, being in a relationship that you feel trapped in or, you know, that you feel like you're never right. You never have an opportunity to speak your piece. You're under somebody's control consistently. Just all kind of things could bring us to a place where we're not normally center field. Now, I'm not a psychologist, should have been one, not a psychiatrist. However, you know, when you've lived and you've experienced and you see how a person could really jump completely out of character, then you realize something's going on up there. I heard on a TV show, too, the other day that they were saying when people step out in big, loud, unusual ways, you know, there's usually something mentally going on with them. Very interesting. It was something that made me think, yeah, you know, we all like to be expressive and want to be individuals. And I love my individuality, so, you know, I might shave the left side of my head and have my dreads on the right side. I might do that. But generally, when a person steps out and does something like that, they generally have it in an orderly fashion, some way that I guess kind of makes sense. But if they do it in such a way where, you know, it doesn't look like it was done with a logical mind or, you know, wasn't considered to be something for the public viewing or whatever, it causes one to wonder, because this person is always on the straight and narrow, what happened to tip over like that? So just saying, monitor the people that are around you, you know, and when you see something awry, you know, try real hard to help them, maybe not personally, but, you know, introduce them to someone who's qualified. Do some research, see what you can do to try and get that person back to the center. They've gone too far left or too far right. And if you feel that you're tipping too far to the left or too far to the right and you can't seem to, quote, unquote, help yourself, then, yeah, you know, reach out, get you some help. So I just wanted to throw that out, and that's a part of the current events. It's still dealing with that issue with the school, which is major, 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 and it's, like, very, very hard to push to the background to any degree. And then, of course, dealing with the current events, also dealing with the, I think it was a second-degree charge given to Christopher Scherr, the Michigan police officer who killed the 26-year-old Patrick Loyola. That's a major situation going on right now. And if he hasn't been charged, that's what the word is on the street, that he is going to be charged. but I think he has been. I think yesterday the prosecutor announced the second-degree murder charge against him. So, my, lots to pray for. And in another issue in current events, major, because I really want to talk about trust issues a little bit before I get out of here. But another thing in current events is this rising cost of gas. It's just, I mean, it is like of unreasonable, unfathomable proportions. It's like $5 in some places. It's almost $5 here where I am. I think we're like 3 cents off at one of the higher stations in this city. But in any event, that's a whole lot to be on a person when they're dealing with job issues, or they're dealing with situations where their children go to school in different directions, different locations. They have to deal with it. This is major, because if they don't have a really good job, they're spending most of their money on gas. So we're hoping that this just closes down, shuts down, changes, go back to where it came from real quick, because it is very, very hard. It's very, very hard. And those, my heart goes out to those who are Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and taxi cab drivers. My heart goes out to them, because I know it's maddening. But in any event, let's get to what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to talk about trust issues. I hear people, and I have my own situations with this. People talk about, oh, I just don't trust anybody. They have a generalized mistrust issue. And I told y'all I should have been a psychologist, right? Well, it's not just that I like to talk about psychological issues, but when we talk about self-improvement, that's all a part of it as well, right? So we like to talk about self-improvement issues, and, you know, that's going to be enveloped in there. And by the way, if you'd like to reach out to me, and, you know, you may want to offer some suggestions. You may have some topics you want me to look deeper into or create a show around. Please send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I'd love to correspond with you. So when we talk about trust issues, it's not a strange thing. It's pretty common that people have trust issues with certain individuals, but sometimes they have generalized, you know, trust issues. And it's not always based on what one individual did to them. Many times it's based on their journey. A lot of things have happened, and people have said one thing and did something else. They presented themselves one way in one light, and then they show up as someone else in the next. And so people just don't know what to expect anymore. And I think now that we're in such a high profile kind of internet communication stage, it is very, very difficult to trust people, because people do present themselves one way. And should you get a chance to meet them, you find sometimes that they are not who they purported to be. Especially in dating situations, a lot of people are not being honest. And, you know, for me, that's the all in all. Be honest with me. Please be honest with me. Not that I'm online dating, but if I were, it's my choice. However, it doesn't just apply to dating. It applies to all relationships. You know, honesty really helps to put all the rest of this stuff to bed. But when people are dishonest, and I've been pondering this a lot about how in society today. Just I don't want to say most, because I didn't do a survey, but a lot of folk have ulterior motives when they deal with you. They have strategies that they're using against you. They're setting you up many times to get you to do what they want you to do, to make you and control you and all of that, just by being their friend or just by being their cohort. And yes, and just by being in their church. It's just so many ways that people are doing other people today. And I'm like, have I just always been in the dark, or is it just more prevalent now? So I just want to encourage you to find your strength and to, you know, keep your eyes open and be vigilant. So I got a little help from verywellmind.com, and they share some tips on how to deal with your trust issues. One of the things they recommend is that don't be afraid to be vulnerable with people who are important to you. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable with people who are important to you, so that you can start to build that trust. And, of course, if it's someone in particular who have let you down and caused distrust, then that would cause for a specialized trust-building program where you've got to find out just where that person fits in your life and if that person is important enough for you to continue to try and build that trust. Sometimes it's just such a fleeting relationship, it doesn't warrant the elbow grease nor the time investment. But if you're going to have a good relationship with anyone, you want to be yourself. You want to feel safe and secure around these people. And, of course, you want to try and always focus on the positive as much as possible. And you can work on increasing closeness with this individual if the both of you are ready for that, and try to minimize any conflict, because conflict does show up. It's a part of life. Trust is, of course, important in relationships because it allows us the opportunity to relax and to be ourselves and even to depend on each other in different situations. So I said earlier, yeah, I have my own challenges with this, and I found myself to be in a situation where I allowed myself to be vulnerable, and I found that sometimes people take things in your vulnerability and they try to use that as weapons against you. That causes a major problem. If you can, you know, just figure out where the person belongs in your life. And if the person is important enough, then you can work at it. Understanding that it is important in any relationship to have trust. Trust breaks down because of deceit. Trust breaks down because of lies. Trust breaks down because a person is changing in the middle of what they said. They don't, you know, keep their word. And, you know, I always said this and believe it, and the Bible, of course, attests to it. If you don't really have a word, you don't have anything. So if you said a thing, then do a thing. Maybe you overtalked yourself and you didn't want to offer so much, or you didn't want to be as much, but you said it. So go back to the drawing board, renegotiate, and then, you know, follow through with that if you can't follow through on your original word. So when we talk about vulnerability, when you're in a relationship with someone, you have to show that. I mean, that's just a part of it. You can't always come forward as the strong one, the strong arm, always in control, no errors, and your hair is never messed up, your clothes is always tight on point, nothing's out of order. You never make a mistake, you never misspeak, you know. No, you got to show your vulnerability. You have to say when you're wrong, you're wrong. You know, you've got to show them yeah, I messed up. I didn't take care of things. I should have. I said I would. You have to say, well, I'm weak in this area. I really can't do better than this. And, you know, that's important. Also, when you can accept, you know, vulnerability, you find that you experience important emotional benefits. So they accept their vulnerability, they accept your vulnerability, and then y'all start to move in the same direction now. It happens that it provides greater strength for you, you know. You put yourself into situations where you feel vulnerable. It can be a way to gain confidence and belief in your ability to handle challenging situations, and this can help make you more resilient in the face of life's difficulties. It builds stronger relationships, as I said, and it improves self-acceptance. You know, nobody wants to be around people where they got to always remember what they said the last time to be someone, because that's who they want you to be. And you can't ever just go and just be you, you know. You have to say it a certain way. You have to, you know, dress a certain way. You have to act a certain way. No, you just want to be you. So to deal with the trust issues, first of all, understand why you have them. Deal with yourself. Why is this a problem for me? And if you can't find a real place where the person has hurt you, rejected you, abandoned you, lied to you, deceived you, then shake yourself and say, okay, let me give them the benefit of the doubt. And should the person show that they are trustworthy, then hey, you're on your way to a great relationship. But should they show that they're not worthy of your trust because they can't keep it 100, or they can't keep it honest, then, you know, you want to be very cautious with the vulnerability that you show around these individuals, right? Because you don't want them to take your weaknesses and use it as a weapon against you. Amen. So having said that, always think through it. Why do I distrust everybody? See, everybody has had an opportunity to meet you. So therefore, everybody hasn't had an opportunity to hurt you. So don't generalize and distrust everyone, but be vigilant and just be careful and be discerning and watch. But give everyone an opportunity to show how wonderful and truly magnificent they really are, because God created some awesome people, and they're all around us. Unfortunately, sometimes we run into the knuckleheads and the liars and, you know, so forth and so on. But understand, trust is important to building good, strong, healthy relationships. We all need to have it. So let's find a friend that we can trust. Let's find someone who's a potential friend that we can trust. Let's find someone, because we all need somebody. And don't close down your friendships. No, be open to friendships. You don't know who God is sending your way and for what purpose. It could be the person that's going to take you to that next place where you need to be, where that next blessing is about to come down. But trust, we're going to talk a little bit more about that maybe later on in the month, maybe even next week. You never know. I want to break some things down because it's very, very important. Trust is very, very important. I pray you have been encouraged today, or I've hopefully given you something to go and to consider, evaluate yourself, and wonder why, if it's you, that you have trust issues. All right, until next time, may God bless you. Let the Lord be all he wants to be to you by being open to Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's be open to God. We need him. Oh, we need him more today now than we ever did before. So remember, God first, and then you make your priorities after that if you so desire. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. May God bless you. May God keep you. Thank you again, Kimmy Kim. Join us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Time I always have a problem with the name of this, Clubhouse. Join us on Clubhouse. Look for From Ashes to Beauty and come join the discussion, because your voice matters too. Until next time, God bless you. Love you. This has been the Loretta Fatigue Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Bye-bye.
To me.